Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor John Ehlers.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Cross Encounters. The sun was shining brightly on this particular Friday afternoon, but this was the day of a huge funeral. Several hundred people came to pay their last respects to this young man who had tragically just died. There was not enough room in the church for everyone, and many were forced to remain outside during the service. At the conclusion of the funeral service, the hearse led a long procession of cars to the crematorium for the committal service. It was as we were snaking through the small country lanes following the hearse that this happened. Our funeral party ran headlong into a wedding party. It was the stuff of fiction. The bride dressed in her lovely white wedding gown and the groom in his tuxedo drove past with their mouths wide open, and you could almost hear them thinking, "I hope this is not an omen of things to come for our marriage." This incident reminded me of an account recorded in Luke chapter 7, where Jesus, his band of disciples, and a large crowd of followers were going from town to town throughout Galilee. As they came to the gates of the village of Nain, they came face to face with another crowd. While the group following Jesus was rejoicing and celebrating God's miraculous activities wrought through Jesus, the crowd coming toward them was filled with sorrow and despair. This was a funeral procession, and not just any funeral procession. The deceased was a young man, the only son of his widowed mother. No wonder they were lamenting his death. Imagine it, two great processions heading straight for each other, one full of joy and life, the other overwhelmed by despair and death. Certainly, one group would have to give way to the other, and etiquette demanded that Jesus and his followers should cease their celebrations and quietly and respectfully stand on the side of the road and let the funeral procession pass. But this is not what Jesus does. No, moved with gut-wrenching compassion, he comes to the widow and lovingly tells her not to weep. He then forces those carrying the bier to stop. What audacity! Who does this Jesus think he is? How can he impose himself on this poor widow's grief and sorrow? With authority that comes only from God, Jesus declared, "Young man, I say to you, arise." Get that? Jesus relies only on his word and authority to conquer death. The young man rises. Jesus presents him back to his mother. Amazement and awe overwhelm the entire crowd as they proclaim, "God has visited his people." In this small village of Nain, death had a head-on collision with the Lord of life, and death got run over. Life conquered death because God truly had come to his people in Jesus Christ. Jesus is God with us, God with us in life, and God with us in death. Everyone who believes in Jesus Christ has passed from death to life. Life now, and life for all eternity. Death has been swallowed up in Jesus' victory. Death still stings, but death does not have to be fatal. For all who die in Christ will be raised on the last day to eternal life. Just as death and the grave could not hold Jesus, so they will not be able to hold those who are united to him. Death has been vanquished. So get ready, because on that last day, Jesus will declare to us, "I say to you, arise." Let us pray. Lord Jesus, Son of the Most High God, you freed many from their bondage to demons and death, demonstrating your power over the evil one. Show us your mercy when we are overcome by the darkness of sin, death, and the devil, and protect us by your mighty word that does what it says. For you live and you reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forevermore. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be and remain with you always. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.